Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, seventh floor of the Trip Tower. Two for Tuesday, our final twofer. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, wanted to hear some Manfred Mann. That's Blinded by the Light. So there you go. All right. Hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here. I'm so glad to be back. I'm sure everybody's thrilled. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5, and Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6. Dan, shall we play the theme, and then you can come in and bring us our cards?
Give me 1 second. The computer
okay.
Is...
All right. Ow. I have, like, some really bad chapped lips.
Well, get They're some chapstick.
I don't put that stuff on.
Okay. Well, then live with your chapped
lips.
I know.
Lips. It just hurt. I smiled, and it hurt.
What are you...
So.
Why wouldn't you use chapstick if you have chapped lips?
I don't like stuff on my lips, and I don't like lotions or any of that crap.
Does the puppet use lip balm?
Esmeralda's puppet?
The puppet's well hydrated.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand.
Yeah. I don't know.
You have to drink more water, then.
I drink a ton of water.
Well, then, I don't know what's wrong with your lips. You need to put a lip balm on.
Okay.
It's Nick, the celebrity name gang. These are the claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
All right. Celebrity name game, obviously, is a great TV game show starring my hero, Craig Ferguson. And we do the radio version of it. Basically, we give clues to one another. We each guess. The first card that we read from is a group of clues that are related in some way. And then the second card that we read from is, it could be anything at all. Okay? So we get 45 seconds for the first group,
mm-hmm.
which is the themed group.
Yes.
And then 75 seconds for the unthemed, could be anything.
Yeah.
So who wants to start?
Go on.
Okay, I'll start. Dan, you'll keep track of who's winning and the time and all that?
I shall.
So 45 seconds on the clock, and let me tell you, it's hot stuff. People and things that are hot. Hot stuff, people and things that are hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Comes out of a volcano?
A lava.
She was in Transformers. Her last name is the name of an animal. A wily animal. All right, next.
Megan Fox?
Yes. Okay, next. Married to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Brad Pitt?
Right. This is, oh boy, a very specific condiment that you put on something. It's red, it's in
ketchup,
a little bottle.
Mustard? It's Tabasco?
No, it's, you remember what the category is.
Tabasco.
Right, okay, but no, it's a different kind. It's
Sriracha?
A different brand. No, forget it.
10 seconds.
He was in Magic Mike.
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Right. This is Trump doesn't think it exists.
The
ice
climate
polar
change.
Caps are okay. Global warming.
Oh, okay.
Frank's hot sauce. That's hard.
Oh yeah.
That's hard.
Well, maybe you could have said. Oh, you could have said wings. Because I think that's what you use for wings.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't. That's hard.
But yeah, I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have got it. The other ones that were on here were hot tamales, Kate Upton, Chris Hemsworth. And Red Hot Chili Peppers. Man, that 45 seconds goes fast.
Mm. Sorry.
All right. All right, whenever you're ready, 45 seconds on the clock. Esmeralda,
Ravens.
Ravens.
Famous brunette beauties.
I thought it was going to be about Poe. Damn it. famous
Who?
Brunette. Thanks. Famous brunette beauties.
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
She's Spanish. She was in that Tom Cruise movie. Where
Penelope
they
Cruz.
Cars. Yep. This was on your TV show, and she's the one with the dark hair.
That you got to be a little more
and
specific.
She's the one. She's not Jennifer Aniston. She's the other one.
Courtney Cox?
Yes. We were just talking about her. She's married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
She's superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She was in, she was in that awful movie where they're hackers, and she's got the... Oh.
Hackers?
No.
10 seconds.
Girl, she was in Catwoman.
Halle Berry.
Yes. This is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Audrey Hepburn.
Betty and...
Time.
Betty and Wilma.
No. Oh, wait. What was it, Veronica? It was Veronica.
Oh, I mean, Veronica. Okay.
Oh, okay, good. Sense, yeah.
What?
I was thinking of...
Hold on. What?
See that movie where she shows her boobs?
Hold on.
Swordfish.
Oh, yeah, Swordfish. Okay, that's... I was like, hackers, what the hell are you talking... You go to Swordfish for Halle Berry?
That's all I could think of. I couldn't think of any movie
you just,
she was
all
in.
All you were thinking about was her boobs.
Yeah, because she showed her boobs.
She did.
For money.
Boy, what a horrible movie that was. Oh, my God.
I had to go see it in the theater. My friend loves...
boobs.
No. She loves...
John Travolta.
No, the
Hugh Jackman.
One. Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe I remember who else is in that movie. I happen to love Hugh Jackman, too.
John Travolta had awful hair.
Yeah.
In that movie.
And awful dialogue.
Or,
and
awful hairpiece or whatever they put on him.
Terrible. All right, are we ready? 75 seconds. This could be anything.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
3, 2, 1.
She was in There's Something About Mary, shakes her butt at the camera. And
Cameron Diaz.
Okay. The John McClane in the tower.
Die Bruce Hard. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis.
Oh, boy. She was in Beaches, and it wasn't Barbara Hershey, the other one.
I just had it.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah.
When you go to Vegas, you place a bet Midler. Okay. The hey, I can shoot arrows. I'm Jennifer Lawrence, and I gotta eat.
Oh, Katniss.
No, what's the movie?
Oh, Hunger Games.
Okay. Oh my God, he's the king. He's in La La Land right now. He was in The Nice Guys.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
This is where you chill. You do this and chill.
Netflix?
Yes. he was former president. His wife just ran and lost.
George Bush. Oh.
His wife just ran and lost.
Bill Clinton.
He has a specific set of skills. He will find you and he will kill you.
Liam Neeson.
Right. That terrible movie with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. Piece of crap.
Oh, Runaway Bride?
No. A different one. Another piece of crap.
Pretty Woman?
Yes. the magician who would chain himself up into things.
David
Copperfield? No, he would break out. Yes. What's his full name?
Harry Houdini.
Got it.
Bravo.
Got all 10.
Congratulations.
All 10.
That's a lot of times. How much time is left?
You were literally up against the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got time for this one, right, before we break?
Yep.
All right, and then we'll go to round two.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
I got to do mine.
Where are we right now?
Currently, the score is Esmeralda 14 and you 6 because we were mid-round.
Thanks a lot, Esmeralda.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is 75 seconds, could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
This is when your mouth things come out, and then they get under that pillow, and then that lady shows up, and she takes them for money.
The tooth fairy?
Yes. We were just talking about Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. The Tonight Show, the new one.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. This thing is it's a big old computer thing, but you can carry it around.
Laptop?
Yeah, but it's just the screen.
Tablet.
Yeah, but a brand. Specific
iPad.
Brand. Yes. This is, she's blonde and she fell down the hole. She's chasing the cat. She was eating mushrooms.
Alice in Wonderland.
he was in a Godfather, but he was the young.
Al Pacino?
No, the other one. He was the.
John Cazale?
Heat. He was in Heat. He was in
Ronan. Robert De Niro.
Yes. This is what you do when you want to ask a question. On the internet. You go to where?
Google?
Yes. This, he'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. This cat hates Mondays.
Oh, Garfield.
10 seconds.
And then your favorite TV show ever.
The Wire?
No. The one
The Honeymooners?
Always... No. with the what about the airline peanuts?
Seinfeld.
I thought that was your favorite
what
show.
What about the airline peanuts?
You know, the jokes.
Oh, no, I know. I got it. What about the airline peanuts? That was, by the way, the best Jerry Seinfeld I've ever heard in my life. What about the airline peanuts?
What about the airline peanuts?
You know The Wire is my favorite television show of all time.
No, well, you quote more Seinfeld. So.
Yeah, well, because it would be depressing if I quoted nothing but The Wire. All right, where are we at here at the end of round one?
At the end of round one, you have a lead of 15-14.
Ooh, came back.
You're welcome.
Came back. All right. We'll break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We got a Blackhawks Express from yesterday's Winter Classic. And then we will finish up this battle, Esmeralda. Okay.
Whoa, I knew we was falling in love.
Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin requested Manfred Mann. Okay, what movie do I immediately think of with that song? No?
No, I got nothing.
Stripes. Nothing. Stripes.
Oh.
Get your man card checked, Dan.
Will do.
Okay, all right, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here. And are we ready now for the final round?
Yeah.
All right. I will give Esmeralda the clues. I'm up by one, 15-14, correct, Dan?
That is correct.
Okay, so 45 seconds on the clock, and this is, the category is, I'm seeing red. Red stuff.
Okay.
I'm seeing red. Red stuff. Okay.
Three, two, one.
You cut yourself. This comes out.
Blood.
She went through the forest, and the wolf was dressed up
Little
like
Red
her grandmother. This is what you, when you halt a car, you see.
Red light.
No, it's the
stop sign.
Yes. He led the, last week, he led Santa's sleigh.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
That's right. This is the restaurant, the chain restaurant where you go for endless shrimp.
Chili's. Oh, Red Lobster.
Right. Oh, boy. I'm going to skip this one and go back to it. Paul Newman, he was with Paul Newman in The Sting. He was just in Pete's Dragon. He's an older dude
Ten
now.
10 seconds.
He was in the 70s, very handsome, like he was the epitome of handsome, hot guy. With Paul Newman... in The Sting? Okay. Time.
No.
Robert Redford.
Oh.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I would have gotten that
I would have. I don't know how to... How would I have...
A canine?
Canine on a TV show for kids? Would that have done it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Red Bull, and Boston Red Sox were the rest of those. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
He's got your back, POTUS. Vice presidents. Oh, man.
God. All right.
Three, two, one.
This is the new one. The one now.
Joe Biden.
Yes. This one was the one who replaced Kennedy when he was shot.
You got Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on his name? Johnson. Keep going.
Okay. He's kind of milquetoast. His last
Dan
name.
Dan Quayle.
No, his last name is a name of a car company.
Gerald Ford.
Yes.
10 seconds.
This guy is he's the second one of the presidents that was
George W. Bush.
Oh no, wait, no, it's the other one. Sorry.
George H. W. Bush.
Yes. The one you just said.
Time.
Oh. Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle. You can't spell potato. What the hell is Johnson's first name? Why am I...
Lyndon.
God.
Lyndon B.
Johnson. How do you forget Lyndon?
This is horrible. The first one I couldn't... I was like, I have no idea what I can say. Is Thomas Jefferson? I couldn't think of any. Well, now I can.
Sure.
John Williams. John Williams is friends with
him. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's check in real quick here before we do our very final round with Steve Grzanich to find out what's happening on the opening bell in a couple of minutes. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, and happy New Year. I haven't talked to any of you guys, so happy
Thank
New
you.
Year to all of you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to start off the new year right. How about some advice to have a more fulfilled life and career in the new year? We'll give you some tips with a well-known author coming up next on the opening bell.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Final round could be anything. 75 seconds. I'll give first.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Okay. It's Charlie Brown's dog.
Oh,
Charlie Brown's dog. He's a beagle. He hangs out with Woodstock.
No, I see him.
He sleeps on top of his doghouse. He flies.
Scooby.
Yes. This is one of Dan's favorite TV shows. It's got Jason Siegel.
West Wing?
No, Jason Siegel.
Blue Bloods?
Jason Siegel is in it.
Oh,
and
How I Met
Neil
Your Mother.
Yes. The dog in The Wizard of Oz.
Toto.
A great man who was assassinated in April. In April of 68.
Kennedy?
No, he was a reverend.
Oh, Martin Luther King.
Yes. This was a movie that Steven Spielberg directed with a bunch of dinosaurs running around.
Jurassic Park.
Yes, Anchorman, the character. His last name is like wine. It's the color. First name is blank. Santo. First name
Ron,
and it's like a wine.
Blur.
It's red.
You pass.
Okay. This happens every 4 years in the summer and in the winter. It's a sporting event, a worldwide sporting event every 4 years.
Oh, it happens. The Olympics?
10 seconds.
Yes. Not an alligator, but a
crocodile.
Right. This guy discovered the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The last name is your last name.
Oh, Ponce de Leon.
Well, okay. All right. What did we get there?
You got 7 there.
So what's your total?
Her total is now, well, here, we'll do it.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
What's the one that I didn't get?
Ron Burgundy.
Right.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
This is the one you were trying to tell me. He runs that movie thing up in the fancy mountain place. He does all the
Robert
indie
Redford.
Movies. Yeah. She was in those awful movies with Zac Efron where they're neighbors.
Vanessa Hunt. Rose Byrne.
Yes. This is Rosebud.
Citizen Kane.
This show is America Ferrera. It was on ABC.
Ugly Betty.
Yes. He ate the carrots. The cartoon.
Bugs Bunny.
Yes. This one eats snacks that are around, and he's blue, and he's on Sesame Street.
Cookie Monster.
Yes. This guy. He was in 9 months. He was
Hugh Grant.
Yes.
9 months.
on the loop, you get the
lead out.
Yeah,
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, okay. This is in Ohio.
It's, Cleveland?
No, the other city.
10 seconds.
Cincinnati?
Right.
Cincinnati Reds?
The football team.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. And then this is it's dry there. There's sand.
Desert.
Right. What's the name of
it? Sahara Desert?
Yes.
Time.
Wow.
30-28. Congratulations, Nick.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 9 months.
That's all I got.
Couldn't even
why.
Go to 4 weddings and a funeral. You went to 9 months.
9 months.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.